Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we've got a packed house today, including a beautiful contingent of female shooters prettying up the studio. Here from the
ladies, First Steps Pistol Class, ladies only class we hosted today. And we have a token lady in the studio, too, Frank Fiammingo, president of New Jersey Second Amendment Society. And Frank, be quiet. So, Raina, correct?
Rina.
Rina took the ladies only class
again,
today.
Again, he butchers a name. She's right in front of him, and he butchers a name.
It's got
four letters.
I'm sorry.
Four, and already you butcher it.
So, how'd you like your class today?
It was absolutely fantastic. We had two great instructors, Carly and Kylie.
Was it the first time you ever shot a gun?
Actually, no, it wasn't. Okay. I am a gun owner, but I was very uncomfortable with my pistol.
And how do you feel now?
Better. Much better.
And we're always here for you, too, you know. That's the best part about the Gun for Hire family. You come back to shoot a week from now, you're welcome like family, and they'll work with you and answer your questions and show you anything you need to do. But you felt comfortable after the class?
Yes, I did. And I think my shooting was better because I had a better understanding of
how to work
stance
the gun.
And how to work the gun, yeah.
Yeah. So you feel more comfortable now than you did before?
Yes, I do.
Is this something you're going to do more of now? I mean, when you had the gun, you bought the gun. How long did you own the gun prior to?
I bought the gun before the presidential election.
Oh, okay. Great, yeah. And you stuck it in the drawer.
Yes, right? I stuck it in my safe.
Oh.
And I did take it out, and I came to the range. I joined the range last year.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. And it's a lovely range,
thank
too.
Thank you.
I must say. But I came a couple of times, but I felt so uncomfortable shooting my own gun that I didn't try it again. And so then I saw this class was offered, and particularly because it was a ladies-only class, that appealed to me because I feel intimidated with the men. Yeah. I feel that they might know more than I do, and my question is stupid, you know?
You know, one of the interesting things that you bring it out, we talk about this all the time, is the fact that women make better shooters because women listen. They don't feel like they're supposed to be born with the knowledge of how to use a gun like little boys are. And women will ask questions like, is that damn thing going to hurt? What about recoil on that? Where young men won't ask that question at all.
We feel it's in our DNA.
Yeah.
And it's like embarrassing to ask a so-called stupid question where a woman will just blurt out the question. Like, is this dangerous or how do I do this? Men, we try to self-teach ourselves. And that's why men are missing digits and stuff from learning how to shoot a gun.
Or why it takes twice as much for him to try to correct their problems because they're ingrained.
Correct. I'd much rather teach women. But, you know, the idea was 2 years ago to offer ladies-only classes taught by women with women students, and it's been a resounding success. So I'm so glad. You know, you just have this smile on your face, so you feel more empowered now?
I absolutely do. I think it was a great idea. I'm glad I came. And I also want to say I love this range. I love the fact that you've considered everything, including a place where you can get a snack.
Sure.
So it's made a big difference for me. So I'm going to be coming back.
By the way, while we're talking about a place to get a snack, for all of our 1 million listeners out there, I'm looking for a pro Second Amendment operator for the cafe. I'm switching over. Dave is retiring. So
nice.
If anybody's interested, info@gunforhire, if you want to be part of the Pro 2A Gun for Hire family.
So if you're like a pro gun restaurant
chips.
Tour?
Yes. That- Come and see me or email me info@gunforhire. Now, let me ask you a question. After Hurricane Sandy, how did you feel about that, Doreen? Don't you feel like vulnerable? You know, you have a gun, but, you know, there's no power, there's no police or anything. You feel a little better now?
Yes, I do. And I feel that I'm ready for whatever contingency.
Good. That's what it's all about.
Hope for nothing.
Well, if you prepare, you probably never need it. Correct.
Right.
It's the people that are unprepared that are going to need it. So I commend you for that. And I commend you for being a part of the range and coming and taking the classes and just coming here and talking on this show. Because a lot of women have always been second-class citizens in the shooting community. Sandy's heard me say it a million times. I've been in this game 25 years. And 25 years ago, if you walked into a range, the first thing they'd say is, well, do you need a gift certificate, honey? Because there's no way you could be here on your own, you know.
Right.
Or is your husband parking the car? You know, what do you need? And now we see so many women. You know, we have four ladies in the studio right now. Women are walking by in the window of the studio. That's what we want. And you guys are the best because we want the women and we want the moms in this room because a lot of times it's the mom that makes the final decision. You know, the kid will say, Dad, I want to go shooting. Check with your mother, you know. So if we could win the mothers over, by default, we get more people. And today, you know, like these young girls that are in the studio, a 15-year-old and 13?
11.
15 and 11, you know, they have a better respect for firearms and the safety aspect of firearms, and that's what we want. Take the mystery away.
And a sense of empowerment.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so women don't have to be victims. And I want to mention again, Second Amendment, we don't use it, we lose it.
Well, let me just interject. Like speaking of that, the NJ2AS also brings women into you know, into our groups. And we're going to have a special event for women on February 9th. It'll be a holster show where we're going to show holster and also an introduction to the CCW carrying. So.
Now, that's going to be at the Gun for Hire Belleville campus. And Sherry Spivak, who's on the board of NJ2AS, is hosting it. I'm supplying the facility gratis. I'm supplying the snacks. And I'm supplying about 100 holsters. Because for you ladies, if you travel out of this state and you go to a free American state and you want to carry a gun, holster carry is much different for females than men because your body is built different. You carry purses. You dress differently than men. So Sherry, this was her brainchild. She's going to get all you ladies together, and you're welcome to go there. And everybody's going to touch and feel and try on holsters, kind of like a Victoria's Secret fashion show,
nice.
But for real women.
For real women.
Okay.
Real women carry
for
guns.
Real women.
We've got Megan now. Megan, come on up to the microphone. Tell us. Were you a gun owner prior to this?
No, I'm actually a student.
Cool.
But I like to come here because I actually do a self-defense class.
You do?
Called Krav Maga.
Oh, I love that. Dirty
Krav Maga,
fighting.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
We like that.
It's the real deal.
Yeah, yes.
And we do gun defense a lot. But if I ever had to do that, God forbid, and had a gun in my hands, I wouldn't know how to shoot it.
Gotcha.
So it's like a bluff.
So now you could take the gun away and use it.
Now I know how to stop the guy, you know?
Exactly. You teach disarming techniques?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
It's really wonderful.
I love to see a young, vibrant girl like you who is empowering herself, not only with the gun, but with the self-defense. And again, before, women used to, you know how women used to clean guns years ago? They would give it to their husband and say, here, clean this. Now women want to learn how to operate their guns, disassemble them, clean them. I love it. You know, that's why, you know, in previous comments, I built this place to be female friendly. You notice the restrooms are not like a normal, a lot of ranges, the restroom looks like a roadside gas station restroom where you walk in, turn around and run out. You know, it's all about comfort. It's all about treating everybody like family. And to have you in our fold at 15 years old is unbelievable. You know, we want, exactly, we want you.
That's Frank clapping.
We want
makes
you out
good
there.
Radio, Frank.
Yes,
thanks.
And we want you out there, you know, pitching the virtues of empowerment and self-defense at 15 years old.
Now, the interesting thing, Megan, you might want to know is just the National Academy of Sciences just came out with a brand new report. And they say, now this is the National Academy of Sciences out there, guys, said that guns are a good way to prevent crime.
Hmm.
And they actually cite that people who are in possession of a gun, if you're attacked and you have a firearm, you are much more likely not to be injured than any person using any other type of self-defense, including Krav Maga.
Now, what's your favorite gun?
My favorite, I'm sorry?
What's your favorite gun right now?
I liked the semi-automatic.
So yeah, you like the semi-auto.
Very nice.
And you're learning the mechanics of it. Now, another thing is great. Is this your mom or your sister here with
That's
you?
That's my mother.
A blatant She just threw a kiss at you, I think. She liked that. But what I like about it is now you and your sister, the mystery is begotten because you're introduced to firearms. What a lot of people don't realize is half the households in this country have firearms, and you or your sister might go to someone's house who's not as diligent as your mom, and they're not locked up. And because the mystery is removed, we don't have to worry about you touching that gun. We don't have to worry about you getting, you know, a tragedy happening, because you'd look at the gun and say, put that away. I got them at home. My mom will take me to the range anytime I want. That's important to us. A lot of non-gun owners say, I don't want my kids to even know a gun exists. Mm. Can't make a motion of a gun, can't have a water pistol or a cap gun. Those are the kids that get into dangerous situations when they go over someone's house whose mom or dad is a knucklehead and the gun is accessible to a minor. That's when accidents and tragedies happen. So your family has taken that next step, and that is so important. Now it's your job to perpetuate that with all your friends, because you definitely have knucklehead friends, right? Yeah. Our friends are friends. Right?
Yeah. Being aware of the possibilities, it takes away a lot of the danger.
Correct. Great quote, huh?
This is a smart 15.
Yeah, we're keeping her here.
I have great hope for now for the future.
Yeah. Yes.
Where prior to this, I did not have great hope.
Although, if we had a 15-year-old boy in the studio, I'd say, why do you like guns? Because they're cool.
Like my brother.
Like her brother. See, like but brother, a woman can enunciate and describe,
bring
which is
logic
amazing.
I'm going to hire her for my youth recruiting effort.
You know, my range.
You already got a job here, Megan. That's great.
My range safety officers love when women are in the range because they don't have to babysit them.
Yes.
Yeah. Because guys are always experimenting,
right.
You know? And women come in and they follow the rules. And again, they'll ask, for lack of a better term, they'll ask that stupid question, you know, where a guy will try it first. And then after he shoots his pinky off, then he'll say, should I have done this instead of that? Mm. You know? But a woman will take the initiative, the educated initiative, and ask first. And that's a wonderful thing. You know, we've had Evan Knappen and his daughter on a show. You know, Girl Scouts don't have a gun merit badge, only archery. How sexist is that?
Yeah, that's really
right.
Wrong.
But the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts have rifle and shotgun merit badges, but the girls, they're not, I guess, they're not masculine enough or prepared enough. And anybody who's involved in Girl Scouts that's listening to this, they should shake the waters a little
Seriously.
Bit. And I'd help with that.
Yeah.
So do you do good in school, too?
I do good
You're
school.
You're the whole rounded package here. You're the all-American girl, good in school, self-defense. You like firearms. She's only 15, ladies and gentlemen. When she's 25, you can send your resume to her mother if you're interested in dating her. That'll be 10 years from now.
And she'll be armed and deadly.
Mm. That'll be 10 years from now.
And mom is armed and deadly.
Yeah,
so.
My mom's a good shot.
Yes, she is.
So you're going to be coming shooting more?
Yes, I actually hope to go to one of the military academies and join
really?
The service.
Excellent.
Oh, that's great. That is great. You'll be shooting better than all the men.
Yes.
Sandy said it before. If you look at our shooting sports teams, it's dominated by females. Air rifle, small bore. The woman who's won the gold medal, U.S. gold medal in skeet shooting, has won 6 Olympics in a row.
That's incredible.
Okay? 6 Olympics in a row. Unbelievable. Megan, thank you so much for coming on.
And when we come back, we're going to just come back and speak. I want to hear mom, too. So Jill's going to be back when we get back right after this word. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric Waldorf in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you live within a 30-mile radius, check out Dr. Eric. Mention Gun for Hire Radio or New Jersey Second Amendment Society, and you will get a free checkup and scan and consultation. If you live further than that away, please go on the doctor's site. Please check out the doctor. Tell your friends about it. And he also wrote a great book called Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Support those who support us. WaldorfChiropractic.com. Now, following Megan is her mom, Jill, correct?
That's correct.
Who so, we all thought was Megan's sister.
Of course. Thank you very much.
Yeah, actually, we did.
So you took the initiative to set this up today with your daughter?
I did, yes. Daughters,
excuse me.
Yes, I actually have three daughters, but one is too young to come with me today. But my goal in raising them is just to raise strong women.
Well, you've done pretty good so far.
Yeah. And I'm afraid to say this on radio, but my husband actually is not a big supporter of owning guns.
That's all right. His mother is an anti-gunner.
My mother's anti-gun.
And a two-time Obama supporter. So
I live with that as
We all have this.
I had to ban my mother from my Facebook page.
So it all falls on me, I think, to bring them here and raise them right.
Well, that's okay.
Well, you're
that's
doing
great.
A great job.
Thank you.
So how did you like the class today?
I loved it.
Yes?
Yeah.
That's good. Did any of the girls get hit in the hand with a ruler for misbehaving or anything?
No, they're all very good.
I got to talk to those instructors.
I did shoot previously at another range, and it wasn't nearly as nice as this one. So we drove an hour to come here today.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And it was well worth the trip.
I'm glad.
Jill, do you own a firearm also?
I do not, but I am interested after this in doing
very, very smart. We talk about this off the air a lot, too, is how many people go out and buy. And it's probably happened to all of us. And did that happen to you, too, when you were just getting into
30 years ago, I bought 5 guns in, like, 5 months and went to a range, and all the elders there made fun of me and ridiculed me.
Really?
Why would you buy that stupid thing? What are you doing with that junk? What are you doing with this? I talk about being ostracized. I didn't want to go back to the range. And then I went and bought a Colt 45 in 1911 and kept all the other guns at home. And I brought that one to the range, and then they all befriended me after that. So, you know.
I think we've all made those mistakes, because the smart thing to do is exactly what you're doing, is to come in, check out, you know, what your options are, shoot those guns, and then make a decision as to what you're really
doing. That's why we have 120 rentals, because that was always my brainchild, to have guns. So, because you have your two daughters here with you, and, you know, the younger one's a little smaller, and she's, you know, we want a rifle that's going to fit her. So we have guns for every shape and every size that they can appreciate. You know, you young girls, if you get into rifle shooting with your hand-eye coordination, you'll be unstoppable. You know, it's amazing.
Especially with a 50 cal.
No. Oh. Don't listen to Frank. Don't listen to Frank.
Jill, how familiar are you with the gun laws in New Jersey?
Slightly.
Slightly.
Yeah.
You're going to become intimately involved.
I'm going to read that material and get that book that they recommended.
And it's definitely get Evan Nappin's book. It is literally this thick. It's like, what is it, 500 pages in?
It's 500 pages,
and
yes.
It's gun and knife laws in New Jersey. And I would also take, Frank, do you have a card?
Yes, I just got it. That's wonderful.
New Jersey Second Amendment Society. You'll find that New Jersey is a landmine infested area. It is so easy to get infested. Here's the laws about guns in New Jersey. All guns are illegal all the time. Now, here's a phone book-sized level of exceptions, we'll call them, to the rule, including, number one, police are allowed to have firearms. That's how bad it is in New Jersey.
So you have three children total?
I have four.
Four. Yes. A boy, too? There's mm-hmm. a boy in the mix? So you know from a woman's perspective, when you go food shopping or something and you have this brood with you, you have to be the alpha. You have to have eyes in the back of your head. I talk about it all the time. I'll walk through a parking lot and I'll see a woman with two or three kids and she's got a kid in a carriage, one kid standing behind her, and she's putting the groceries in the car. And I always think, how vulnerable is that woman? I could go over and grab your child out of the carriage, put a knife to the child's neck, now you're mine.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know, it takes a split second. Mm-hmm. And to be, and again, New Jersey, we can't defend ourselves with a gun, and a gun is not always the proper tool, mm-hmm. the right situation arises, but the criminals know we're completely defenseless in this state. So the only defenses we can have is our education and training. Now, the good thing is, you know, if something like that was to happen to you, Megan would throat punch them. They wouldn't expect it, you know, while the guy's on the ground trying to get his esophagus open again. Right. You know, you can take all the precautionary actions from that point on. But most people are not like that. You know, most women that we talk to are like, well, that we live in a nice neighborhood. Yeah. Why is that
like
a disclaimer?
Short Hill.
Because you live in, listen, if I was a criminal in a bad neighborhood, I'm going to go steal in a nice neighborhood.
Right. Why do I want to steal in my
stuff?
They got
have?
The same crap I got.
Yeah, correct.
I want good stuff.
Really? I want good stuff. Yeah.
So people, they just let their guard down. Oh, our food store is in a nice neighborhood. I shop in King's or I shop here. And I'm like, that's crap, okay? That is crap. And you taking the initiative to train your kids in self-defense so that they'll know so they won't be a victim is so important. And it's not just about the gun, but the gun is a very important facet of that training. You guys, so it's you, your husband, and four kids. How long were you without power in Hurricane Sandy?
About 2 weeks.
Get scary and weird after a while?
Sure did. Very dark in the neighborhood.
So what would you guys do if a pickup truck pulled up with eight guys that were looking to shop and loot and pillage?
Trust me, it crossed our mind. Right? I mean, we have dogs, but...
Mm. Correct, but all right, dogs so the dogs will alert shot. You 3 o'clock in the morning that somebody's outside, but there's what do you get to the next level?
Right.
And that's what we want you guys to learn.
And
that's
none
what
of this
you
changed your husband's
for.
Mind? I mean, Hurricane Sandy didn't change his mind about...
No.
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 Oh, he's hardcore.
Have him call
wow.
me.
Yeah. That's, wow.
I'll have to get him on the radio next.
Yeah, I want to have that conversation.
Yes. This is Frank from New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Your wife reported you to us.
we want you to come in for reprogramming, please.
Mortified.
Yeah. Just some education, actually, is what...
But it happens. You're you know, we hear it a lot. And it's but, a lot know, of times it is reversed like that. We get that a
yeah,
lot.
It is reversed because what happens is what you're now the voice of reason in the family. And the girls will trust me
they
overpower
know it,
the men any day. So that's the big thing. I think now your experience is going to be, you know, infective, would you say?
Infective. What area do you live in?
We're in Monmouth County, Colesneck.
Monmouth County. So, if you find a range area down there and the girls get into shooting, he might have to give in eventually.
Yeah.
You know,
we're coming back.
Yeah,
so.
He might have to give in. So, and then when he comes, I'll use the Jedi mind trick when I meet him.
Right.
So I'm pretty good with that.
Now, we got to get you guys into like trap shooting too, because there's a nice little club down there, Howl Trap Club, right in
there,
right in Farmingdale.
And again, women are better at that than men.
Much better.
Better hand-eye coordination and better swing through target.
Yep.
I mean, we do events, and we'll have 20 people from New York come out for an event at Fairfield Trap here, and 17 are macho guys, and 3 are women from the city, and the 3 women outshoot the 17 men. The men are all loud and boisterous going in and then leaving. They're quiet. And the 3 women are loud and boisterous after a while. I love watching the metamorphosis, you know. It's amazing. You
Why
know,
do you have that hangdog look on your face?
They're all talking so proud, and then when they walk out with their tails between their legs, it's like, I can't believe little 5-foot, 87-pound Mary shot better than me.
Exactly.
You know? It happens all the time.
Well, the club champion down at this little club over here happens to be an investment banker, and she stands maybe about 5'2", and her crap gun is a Perazzi.
Which is about $80,000.
About 80 grand for the gun. Yeah. So it's just, it shows you that women are very good shots, and you're, you know, welcome to the family.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're proud to have you, and we're proud that you had the nerve to bring your family on and talk.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you'll all be listening to the radio show tomorrow when it comes on, too.
And now get involved, too, like with Frank's organization. I mean, it is very important that you guys get involved. We need women to be involved, to go against some of the propaganda like the moms for
All the 2A groups in this country look like Frank and I. And New Jersey Second Amendment Society probably has the highest percentage of females that are active in it.
Yeah.
It's a little more youthful because they're tied into social media. Like the NRA is just starting to experiment with email. They're coming up to speed. They're not sure it's going to stick.
That internet thing is a fad.
Yeah, well, they're not ready for that, but they're experimenting with email. But most of it, you know, and you guys know it, if you look at the media, the way they portray gun owners, it's Frank
fat old,
and I.
White, racist, redneck hillbillies.
You know, we're wearing plaid. Now, you guys been here all day. You see guys walking around with coveralls and plaid shirts.
Not
you don't.
One.
You see a lot of women walking around, right? It's amazing because I told these guys, we did a CBS News thing, and the reporter was here for 4 hours, and she said, she didn't mean it derogatory, but she said, I can't believe how many ordinary people come here. And I don't think she meant it derogatory. She just was surprised that it wasn't us. Like, none of us were spitting tobacco on the floor.
Right, right.
And all of us had all of our teeth, you know.
Or
and
dressed
I didn't have,
like ninjas.
Yeah, nobody was dressed like that. And nobody was wearing, you know, SWAT outfits and bandoliers of ammo. Except maybe Megan. The next time
she comes,
we'll see.
Yeah, right.
Looked like something from a Sylvester Stallone movie. Okay.
You want a piece of me?
They drew first blood.
They drew first blood. Exactly.
So what do you think? What kind of gun do you like? Because you got to shoot a few today.
I was pretty deadly with the first one. It was the revolver.
See, I'm a revolver guy. Yeah, so is Frank.
Real good. My wife is. She's got the 357 Magnum.
It came very naturally to me. Semi-automatic. No.
Yeah, look, I'd rather have five for sure. That's what Anthony and I. So my carry gun is a 5-shot revolver.
She shot a 6-shot 6.86 today in the class.
Nice.
They also shot a Glock 19. But it's very polarizing. Some people like the semi. Some people like the revolver. I like them both, but. If you want idiot proof, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, we're always looking for idiot proof, the revolver tends to be as close to idiot proof as possible. Now, the youngsters tend to lean to the semi-auto. Why? They also grasp mechanics easier than us. All right, your two daughters can look at the gun and understand how the ejector and extractor works. And like us, we tend to have a busier lifestyle, and we just learn topographically what we need to learn. And a lot of women, we show them, I say, here's a revolver. This is how you open it, one button. This is how you load it, unload it, same button. This is how you disassemble it, same button. This is how you clean it, same button. They're like, wow, one button does it all. I like that, you know. And I'm always looking for simple in my life now because everything else is so complicated. You got four kids, so you spend half your time dropping them off and picking them up.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want to worry about is the mechanics of a semi-auto.
You got it.
And a semi-auto is basically point and squeeze. And, you know, again, if you train properly and you have a heightened state of awareness, there's a good chance you're probably never going to need it.
That's
especially
what we're
that
hoping
you're
for.
The fact that the three of you are here, you'll probably never need it because predators look for prey.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And if I'm driving down your block and you look like you have your act together, I'm going to rob your next door neighbor. You know, if she's unloading her car and Megan's got her back. You know, and she every time she puts a bag in the car, she turns and looks over her shoulder, puts it down. A predator, she's going to let off this thing.
That's
a predator
right.
is going to say, no,
right.
she's noisy.
Right.
And I don't want anything that's going to make noise or give me a hard time. They're always looking for the easy target. Now, of course, you never let your guard down because if you get like a methamphetamine addict, they'll rob a uniformed police officer they'll attempt to rob a uniformed police officer because they need it, you know.
Yeah.
But a premeditated criminal is going to look at you and go, nope.
Yeah.
She's going to punch me in
now,
the eye.
These young ladies have the light in their eyes. You can see it. You know, there's intelligence and alertness.
You know what you do, Jill? Just take your husband with you because they'll go after him.
Yeah. You know what? You don't have to run faster than the bear. You just have to run faster than the slowest
and
person
in
the
bear. You'll have to save his butt.
Right.
And that probably would'll.
He finds,
that'll flip him. You know?
That might do it.
Her husband finds their home defense plan, and it says, if there's a breach in the house,
throw daddy.
Wife.
Run to back room and trip dad on the way.
That'd be good.
Sorry, Dad.
That's good. Well, you know how rough and tumble the Delicious Orchard's parking lot is. So you know
around the holidays.
So it's very good. It's important.
And again, though, I would, you know, if I was a criminal, I'd park in that lot, especially the winter. Yeah. It starts to get dark early.
Of course.
You know, we could grab one of these women and put her in a car and have her empty her Mac machine and whatever else we want.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, there's a bank right next door, too. It's perfect.
It's a scary world. And
yes,
you have
it is.
To be prepared for it.
Yes, it is. Well, what's ritzier than the Mall at Short Hills? You had a 30-year-old lawyer shot for no reason at all.
No
a Range
reason.
Rover.
Yeah, he was struck in the head, by the way. He opened the door, being chivalrous. He opened the door for his wife, passenger side. He walked towards the back, and the guy was standing there and hit him in the head hard and knocked him to the ground. And he attempted to get back up because he was, you know, startled, and it just shot him point blank right at that point. And a second perpetrator opened the driver's side door, pointed the gun at the wife, and said, "Get out of the car." She got out. He passed away, which is tragic, but luckily he fell to the next parking spot. Otherwise, they would have backed right over him, too.
Absolutely.
Even if he was alive, something else would have
happened.
You know,
and the point should be made, he wasn't trying to save his car. He was trying to save his
wife.
Correct.
Well,
you know what it is,
Frank?
The prosecutor's office surmised that he was struck. He really didn't know what the heck was going on. He fell to the ground. And when you fall to the ground, your natural reaction is to try to get back up.
Yeah.
And he was just getting back up, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine turning the back of your car, Frank. Boom, you're just hit with a blunt object. You fall to the ground. You're trying to get back up. And you're just shot point blank over a car, which he would have given him the car.
Absolutely.
If they put a gun to his face, you know, that's one thing, girls. We never, you know, you do Krav Maga. When a drawn gun is a tough thing to get away. That's why Megan practices disarmament with the Krav Maga, because they teach you how to, you know, pull away and grab the gun and, you know, force multiplier, you know, turn the gun, break their wrist. Usually going to break their wrists, right?
And their fingers.
See, she's all excited.
At the very least.
You can hang out.
You're going after the bad guy.
You break their fingers.
She can hang out
and then
here.
Use the gun on them.
Yes,
that's
we used to have a Krav Maga dojo in the Belleville campus. So.
We should also make the point that they allowed that woman to get out of the car. That's not always the case.
She could have gone on a joyride. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, ladies.
It's
been a pleasure. Thank you.
You made our day.
We'll see you again.
Yeah, you really did. All right. We'll be back right after this.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent.
As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you. Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
And this segment is brought to you by New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com, Facebook page, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. The president is Frank Fiammingo. He's in the studio. They're all wired in with Twitter and social media. And this year is going to be some year, meaning 2014 for NJ2AS. We're talking about an organization that hasn't even hit 3 years yet and has made tremendous impact and strides in the state of New Jersey, poking the bear, poking the bear, poking the bear. So I want everyone to think about that. Quick story, Sandy and Frank. I was driving in this morning, and I was listening to Flight of the Bumblebee by Beethoven.
Yes.
And I saw a Chevy Volt with an Obama sticker, and I went to do the pit maneuver on it to spin it out. And I finally did it, and I left it in a rut on Route 80 around Exit 43. But for you Prius owners, I've just discovered that the Volt either has a lower center of gravity or it's a little heavier, because usually the pit maneuver, I spin them out real fast when I do that. But this one took a little extra effort. I had to put the Denali in four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
And the second shot with the pit maneuver got the guy and girl spinning. And I think they were eating granola or something. And I saw a Birkenstock sandal go flying out of the passenger side window. So it really made my day.
Very good.
Real quick, Sandy, your wife, is it Diana? Or Deanna, how do you say her name?
Diane.
It's Diane? Oh, because I met this lovely lady in the range, and her name was spelt Diana, but she says it's pronounced Deanna. It was the first time I ever heard that.
Oh, Deanna?
Should I trust her?
Yeah, I've got a Deanna, too.
I should trust her?
Yeah, you should trust
her. All right. Yeah. So, Franklin, Frank Fiammingo in the house.
You know, I came in today in full body armor and camouflage, so you guys probably didn't notice that I lost 150 pounds.
Nice.
This is still radio, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can say anything you want, Frank. It's still radio, so we're good.
So that's all true.
It's all true.
Let's talk about, what do you want to talk about now? First thing is, we all know the mall guys, the four shit bags, have all committed numerous felonies. Yeah, they all got early release, bank robberies and everything.
All that
so
out
that's
early.
New Jersey. It sucks. We know we can't carry a gun. Okay, so let's talk, Frank. What are you working on?
Well, you know, I mean, you already said it. The big problem here in New Jersey is we have three branches of government who are incompetent at being able to control the criminals, the gangs, the drug dealers. So they spend all of their time writing legislation that law-abiding citizens have to follow.
They control us.
Correct.
The taxpayers. Because
that's the only thing left for them to do. So that, you know, they have to justify their existence. And that's the way they do it.
Not because we're the easiest to control.
Yeah, coming in here earlier, I heard that, you know, I forget her name, the woman from Newark who was talking on one of your previous episodes, and she was
Donna.
Donna. There's people getting shot in Newark every single day. What is that?
Three on Christmas Day.
In front of a go-go bar.
Yeah.
So, and meanwhile, they're concerned with whether or not a few collectors have a 50 caliber rifle that they take to the range and they shoot once a year.
Well, because you can shoot out a tower or a train.
Yeah, well, I know, because Brian Miller was trying to show people how to do it. You know, they were camped out there at in Linden, in the park across the street from the tanks, and he was, you know, they were showing people how you could do it.
So. Oh, of course. I'd like to see Brian Miller, who doesn't even know how to spell his name properly, shoot a 50 cal, actually.
But Knappen always says it's easier to catch law-abiding citizens and jam them up than it is for criminals. Criminals require a lot of work.
Yes, so.
And our system is so overloaded, it's catch and release, revolving door.
Well, this is the problem. So now you have in New Jersey a situation where the average citizen, the law-abiding resident, is disarmed. He's prey and cannot properly defend themselves against an armed attacker. But the criminals, somehow, by magic, are able to get a hold of firearms.
Even with the one gun a month law and everything.
Yeah, even with the one gun a month law
and
the, you know, all of the processes, the delays and so forth, because they don't bother to go through the
they
process.
They don't have a delay.
So, exactly. So here's the thing. You know, we're going into 2014 with an agenda. There's a lot of things that we want to accomplish. Some of them are somewhat minor and some of them are major. The major ones, of course, is we're going after the right to carry. That's always our central goal. I mean, the mission of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society is to achieve to overcome all of the obstacles to our right to exercise our constitutionally protected right to defend our lives and those of our families. So in addition to that, though, you know, we'll take some small steps, too. We've got to get rid of these insane delays. I get calls every single day from members and supporters who are calling me saying, Frank, 6 months I'm waiting for my FID card, or 3 months I'm waiting for my pistol purchase permit. Oh, and by the way, now they've changed the rule. I can't download the application and print it, and I have to go and make an appointment on Tuesday between 2 and 4 with the guy, you know, who handles that.
Obstacles.
Take a day off from work, pick up the application, fill it, and take another day off because they'll only accept it in person between, you know, on Shrove Tuesday between the hours of 10 and 12. So all of this nonsense that they have developed, as you just said, is intended to delay the process and to keep firearms out of the hands of law-abiding individuals. Because, as we said before, the criminals are going to get them no matter what. So what do we do about this situation? Well, there's a number of things. One is stop being silent about it. You know, I've got people calling me asking me, Frank, what should I do? But, you know, I mean, it's really a matter of reason. Just think it through. Do you believe that what they're doing to you is the right thing? Or is it the wrong thing? I mean, are you angry about it? Well, if you're angry about it, what are you coming to me for? You know, why aren't you going to the mayor of your town and saying, Mr. Mayor, this is ridiculous. Why aren't you complaining to the municipal attorney of your town and saying, you know, I've been waiting 6 months for my...
I'm a law-abiding taxpayer that doesn't use the emergency services. This is what I tell people to say all the time.
Absolutely.
I live in a town 20 years. I pay my taxes. I never call the cops. I never call the fire department. I never do this. I never do that. And all you guys do... All I want is my permits within the legal time of the law that the law allocates, and you can't do that
and
for
forget
me.
Being
to exercise a constitutionally
protected
right.
Yeah. Here's the deal. You can't be timid about this. You can't say, oh, well, if I go and make a fuss, they're going to delay me even further or they're not. No. The bottom line is they have a responsibility to the public to perform a service, and if they don't perform that service, they're derelict in their duty. And this is the way that we have to look at it. Okay? We have to look at it in a way that when they do anything to delay your right, a right delayed is a right denied.
Yes.
Okay, so therefore, in a situation like that, we have to stand up right in their face and go, look, I'm not going to take this, so here's the deal. Either you process my application properly in the proper in a timely manner, or I'm going to make sure that there are consequences.
And I agree, Frank. I agree.
So now, what does that mean? That means everything from, as I said before, calling the mayor, calling the chief of police, calling your town council person, calling your state assembly person, your senator, and if necessary, getting on the phone with the prosecutor of the county that you live in and say, you know what, I don't think my town is doing their job. You know, according to the statutes, this is what they're supposed to be
it's
doing.
It's malfeasance.
Yes. It's dereliction of duty. It's official misconduct, whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is, until we get angry enough to stop pussyfooting around with these people and saying, you got to do your job, and if you don't do your job, we're coming after you. You know, they have to get that, and they have to get that soon because we're done. We're done. And so that's just the delays and the, you know, the applications and all that.
One of the building block foundations of NJ2AS when it first started was Operation Establish Compliance by helping and guiding people that run into delays. You know, I talk about Vic Pilato all the time. He lives in Passaic. Mm-hmm. He goes, he puts in for 3 permits. The permit officer changes it from 3 to 1. He says, I want 3. He goes, chief says 1. He says, well, the law says 3. The officer says, well, the chief's law is 1. And by the way, don't even call for 9 months to see if your permit is in.
Absolutely,
so that's
unacceptable.
One gun a year.
Don't even call
months.
Yeah.
Gun a year.
Yeah. See, that's unacceptable. They're breaking the law. They're breaking own laws.
The official misconduct.
So we have to hold their feet to the fire. We have to hold them responsible for what they're doing. Now, as far as carry is concerned, we did start a project called the Carry License Application Submission Project.
CLASP.
I just, you know, it works for me. The bottom line is we're asking people, if they agree, that they have, that the state of New Jersey, the three branches of New Jersey government are artificially imposing obstacles on their ability to exercise their constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms, that we are asking them if they agree with that, submit your application. You can either sign our, you know, register on our site saying that you're doing it or not do it as an individual. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But the idea is to get as many people as possible to put in their application to carry, to legally carry a firearm for their protection. And we'll talk more about
that. We're
going
to get into it when we come back. Yes.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Well, just a few weeks ago, you heard living testimony of just how effective a man-stopper it is. One of our listeners, a big, burly male nurse, used lipstick bodyguard to drop a knife-wielding attacker to his knees. The would-be victim went home unscathed that night. His attacker? Well, he had to be taken away by ambulance, crying like a baby. Be sure every woman you know and care about is protected this holiday season. Give her the gift of power. Lipstick Bodyguard is the best force multiplier short of a 45 you can get, and you can take it more places. They're made right here in America from exacting specifications, assuring you the most powerful formula allowed by law. You can get yours right here at the beautiful Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range or at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites. Also, the website is Montville, M-O-N-T-V-I-L-L-E, office.com. Montville Executive Suites is in beautiful Montville, New Jersey. State Senator Joe Panaccio, Republican, pro-gun guy, rents space out of Ron Sousa's place. Please go onto the Facebook page, Montville Executive Suites, or visit his website. Pass it on to your friends and family. $59 a month to get your foot into the door with fractional office space, professional. You heard Ron when he was on the show last week. Please, please, please support those who support us. On another note, the mall boycott. I was on NRA News for the mall boycott. And people, thousands of people have sent emails to all the New Jersey malls. I may be in the middle of a lawsuit, so I can't get too much into it, but the largest mall operator in the state of New Jersey had their attorney reach out to me. They were not happy about all of the pissed off emails they received.
Too bad.
I did not respond to their email. I sent it to my lawyer, and we'll know what's going on. But obviously, we poked the bear in the eye a little bit there.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
Keep it up, New Jersey. Every time you're thinking about going to the mall, if you don't use Amazon, most gun owners, by the way, use Amazon.com. We don't go to malls anyway. But the mall owners don't know that. Even if you're going to, every time you go to order from Amazon.com, do me a favor, take 1 minute and send an email to a mall and say, I'm not going to you. I'm going to Pennsylvania, Connecticut, or Delaware and buy where I can legally carry a gun and defend my family. Keep doing it. Listen, who knows? If I get a lawsuit, it'll be a high-profile lawsuit. Mm. It'll be good for our cause.
I agree.
Okay?
Sure.
I don't care. I got big shoulders. I can take it. The other thing, since I like to stir the poop, Calandro for NRA. The ballots are coming out the middle of January. All right? My webpage, Colandro, C-O-L-A-N-D-R-O, for NRA.com. You can print flyers out, PDF. You can pass it on. You can cut and paste my site. If you want us to mail you flyers, we will mail them to you so you can put them out in gun shows. The election is coming up in 1 month. I want to get on the board because I'm going to poke the bear up there, too. Frank, let's go back to CLASP now, please.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, every Gun for Hire listener, radio listener, should put Anthony's name in when you get your ballot. Getting back to the carry license project, you know, we've got a first thing that we have to do is overcome the fact that right now the New Jersey State Police can say, oh, but what's the problem? We grant 92% or 83% or whatever of the applications that we receive. And of course, the reason that they're able to say that is because everyone who walks into a police department and says, I would like to pick up an application for my carry license, the first thing they ask you is, are you a law enforcement officer? And you say, well, no. And they say, well, you're not going to get it. You know, so we've got to overcome that that statistic. We all have to take this opportunity to submit the application and have it processed fully. If they ask you what your justifiable need is, I mean, put your own reason in. But my reason is to defend my life, to defend my life and to defend my family's life. We'll have to take a look and see how many people do submit their applications. Once we know what the numbers are, we can then go into a little bit more detail about what we're going to do with that information and how we're going to use it. But nothing happens without a first step. First step is we need everybody who is interested to go ahead and apply.
Okay. So do that. I want to interrupt real quick.
Yeah.
Whenever people talk, because 82 or 90% get accepted because they're normally security guards or they're politically connected people that know they're going to get their carry permit.
Right.
So Frank's angle is let's get 10,000 people to get denied,
right,
and the statistics are going to plummet. The other thing is it's a media thing. We could say, look, we're all law-abiding citizens. What is defined justifiable need? A lot of people are worried, well, once that happens, every time you fill out an application, it says, have you ever been denied a permit anywhere else? Like if you're getting a non-resident carry or when you go for it. Listen, it's not a big deal. I got denied my carry permit the first time I submitted it 16 years ago. And then I appealed it, and I got my carry permit. And I've had a carry permit in New Jersey for going on 17 years. I have a form letter that I type. Anytime I get a non-resident carry permit, every time I go for a permit, it asks me, have you ever been denied? I check off yes, see attached letter. I attach the same letter that I've been updating the date on for 16 years now, and I've never been denied shit. Okay.
What does the letter say? What did you?
It just says. Well, it says I was denied because of New Jersey's restrictive concealed carry laws. Mm-hmm. I showed justifiable need, and I was granted the permit. But I've talked to cops that had people that have been denied, and they attach a letter, and they're permitted after that to get purchase guns or get a firearms ID card. So don't let it scare you. It's not like you're a felon.
No.
It's because you didn't put in wrong information. So don't let that dissuade you from doing this. That's why we had Frank drive 2 hours to get up here to talk about this. Everybody needs to grow a set of stones and fill your paperwork out and submit it. Damned if we do, damned if we don't.
Right.
Now is the only time to do it. Remember, I always say I will not comply. When the shit was bad, when the 85 bills were introduced after Newtown, I was the guy that said I would go to Trenton and sit on the front lawn with a high capacity magazine and lay on the ground and let them drag my 370-pound ass off the lawn. I will be that poster child. Everybody listening, instead of venting your effing frustrations on Facebook or whatever, take a stand. An appeaser is someone who feeds the crocodile hoping it will eat him last.
Mm-hmm.
That's Winston Churchill. Let's stop appeasing the son of a bitches that we pay our taxes to, and let's start rocking the boat.
Now is the time. Now is the time to do it. So this is one of the things. Now, going into 2014, we understand that in the state of New Jersey, if we are unable to accomplish our goals through the courts, now, as you know, the Drake case is still going, you know, is still a possibility of being picked up by SCOTUS at the Supreme Court. And if it is picked up and favorably approved, that would resolve a lot of our issues.
And we have Pantano behind
it. We have Pantano behind it.
And we have two national reciprocity bills now, one sponsored by a Republican and a Democrat.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's H.R. 2950.
Yes. So, again, New Jersey might get concealed carry rammed up its ass with federal bills.
It may. But I wouldn't want to count on that.
No, so, I'm not. But right. It helps.
Right. So, you know, what we have to do is we have to be our own advocates. Now, the only way, other than through the courts, that we're going to get the we're going to accomplish what it is that we're looking for is to get enough people on our side that we can vote some of these anti-gun legislators and politicians out of office and put in some people who understand what the right to life, to defending your life, is all about and what the Second Amendment is all about. So in order to do that, we're launching a number of different projects. You may have heard of the NJ2AS Free Homes Security Seminar that we
Correct.
Had. We had it was a very successful seminar that we had in BRIC. A lot of people attended, and it was extremely well done. We had a lot of different speakers who gave a lot of information about how to secure your home and how to be more alert when you're out in public and just a lot of hints and tips and so forth. We're going to try to run those throughout the state. Now, people ask me, well, what are you doing that for? Well, the reason that we're doing that is we're trying to reach out for those people who may not be gun owners and may not even be interested in being a gun owner at this point, but they certainly are interested in having their families be safe and secure. We want them to see we're not the itchy-fingered, redneck, racist hillbillies that the media and that the legislature of New Jersey is trying to make us out to be, that we're mothers, sisters, fathers, brothers, uncles, nieces, nephews. We're just the regular people.
Imagine doing a group photo of people that are denied concealed carry.
Right.
Majority of women right. and young kids, you know, wearing yeah. sports shirts and stuff, and not guys with coveralls with their boobs hanging out on their jazzies with summer teeth.
Well, worse than that. Worse
some
than
over
that.
Here, some over there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, worse than that. Imagine, you know, having a room full of black people who legitimately have a real reason in some of the areas that they live in to have a carry permit to protect their lives and their loved ones, standing in a room with Loretta Weinberg going, hey, what do you
yes.
hate? You know, do you hate black people? Is that the problem?
I like
are you a racist? Because that's what's going to happen. These people are going to be denied along with the rest of us. And we've got to then, you know, take that and run with it.
How are you going to handle the people? I guess if you go to your police department and they won't give you the paperwork for a carry permit, you can print it all out online on the New Jersey State Police website, but you might go to submit it and they'll say the police chief is not going to take it from you, you know? And a lot of police chiefs illegally deny you on their own opinion, where they're not supposed to. They're supposed to make sure you fit all the legalities and then submit it to a superior court judge of the county you reside in.
That's correct.
So I'm going to imagine there's going to be state police barracks and police departments that will not even bring the paperwork up to that level.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have to call the elected officials in your town.
No, no. Let's put them on notice right now. Those police chiefs out there and New Jersey State Police barracks, if you refuse to grant or an application to an individual
accept it,
we will report you to the county prosecutor. We'll report you to the attorney general of the New Jersey because you are not following the law.
Official malfeasance, official misconduct.
So
it's 3 years in jail, ladies and gentlemen,
right.
by
and
the
you've
way.
That was the same threat you used for Asbury Park.
Asbury Park turned
around instantly.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that, guys.
No,
there is nothing wrong with that.
The
they
law.
Have a job to
it's
do.
The
and
provision
if they refuse,
of the law.
If they refuse you as a resident, as a citizen, as a resident of New Jersey, as a free individual, your right to apply for a license
to what, exercise a constitutional right.
Which we shouldn't really
right.
even need.
Have
correct.
To ask permission.
The,
correct.
Yeah, the right to carry a firearm should only be denied by exception, meaning that everyone should be allowed to have a firearm unless they are a convicted a felon, convicted of a violent felony or have been adjudicated mentally incompetent. Other than that, other than those exemptions, what other reason?
But stop and think about what reality is. The only people who are carrying firearms in New Jersey
are
have been convicted of a felony, a violent felony, or are mentally unstable.
And that is what we have to fix.
I point to the gentleman across the table.
That's who we have. Yeah, that's
I take my medicine. I take my medicine.
He wasn't paying attention.
No, there, right? I was paying attention. So I like where this is going, Frank. The problem is we got to get enough people pissed off and energized.
Well,
I want women, not only people of color. I want women to go and to get pissed off. I want a woman like Sherry. I want a woman like Teresa to go and say, I'm a mother. I got three kids. Like
or
the woman
Jill,
that was just,
here.
I got four kids. I want the right to protect myself.
Yeah.
Give me the effing paperwork.
Right. I'm a single woman.
Okay.
I want to protect my body. You know, I'm out there, you know.
Well, you could always vomit and urinate.
Yeah, and urinate.
Well,
you're
being attacked. Again, I point back to that study that we brought up before. It says literally that people who carry guns are, there are 3 million, according to Kleck in 2001, the study
more
done
guns, less crime.
More guns, less crime. 3 million times a year.
Yes.
A violent crime is evaded simply by the victim holding a gun.
All right, Frank is steaming here. What else,
Frank? Because I got to tell people what they
can do to
move this forward. We've got a meeting right here in Woodland Park, January 7th. All right? It's a meeting.
Was I invited to that?
No.
At the Woodland Park Range?
That's correct. A meeting, a monthly meeting of the NJ2AS is meeting here. I want you people to come. We're going to talk about all these things that we're going to be doing here in 2014. Please show up, and you'll have an inside look at what's going on. We can be a little even more open than we were. But I want people to be pissed off.
Correct. I want people to be pissed off. I want them to wake up. I host my place. Well, Frank calls me up. We need Belleville. You got it. We need Woodland Park. You need it. Got it. I'm not worried about pissing people off. I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to band together. And I want, listen, look what we did for Lonergan. All right. We did so much for Lonergan. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why we can't do this for ourselves in 2014. It's time to poke the bear in the eye. Go ahead, Frank.
Absolutely. Okay. And also, just know that before our meetings, we're also going to Gun for Hire is also going to offer their Utah CCW class. So for those people that want to make having a carry permit a reality in their life, let's get in and take this course. It'll be between 3 and 7 o'clock just prior to our meetings, and you can become a carry permit holder that will grant you the right to carry in a number of different states. So be aware of that.
By the way, that helps if the national reciprocity passes. You already have your carry
permit.
Yeah. And it's really, I didn't want it to really be a pitch for me. I want it to be for NJ2AS. Part of the proceeds go to NJ2AS.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, thank you. You know, because again, we have to keep everything in a family. But 2014 could be the year if people would just grow a set of stones.
Right.
Go ahead, Frank. I'm sorry.
And then again, January 15th, we have the women's event where they're going to have the holster show, and they're also going to talk deeply into the CCW, what it's all about. And again, our friend Anthony here is going to be at that meeting to help Sherry.
I'm modeling.
He is modeling. Nice. Oh, God. I will not be there now. I had planned on coming.
We're going to show how not to wear a holster on a female body by using me. Okay.
And just one more meeting that I'll mention because it's coming in early in February. Our February monthly meeting will be on the 9th. And that's going to be at the Belleville, New Jersey Gun for Hire location.
Yes.
So as you can see, Anthony puts his money where his mouth is. Okay, he has been such a supporter from the very beginning of the NJ2AS. He took me under his wing and introduced me to the right people. And ever since then, you know, it's just been onward and upward. So I owe owe Anthony an awful lot.
Listen,
and all the members and supporters of the NJ2AS.
And Frank puts up with a lot, and I owe him a lot, too. There's a lot that he does for this state, and we have to continue to do that, all right?
Frank, what can people do to support NJ2AS?
Okay. Tell them, baby.
The single most important thing is to become a member and to vote with us, because things are not going to change until we get enough people, not only as members and supporters, but enough people that will go out there into the public and talk talk to their friends and family and say, hey, you know what? You really need to think about this. What are you going to do in if there was a situation where you had to defend your life? I mean, you believe in the right to self-defense. You're a human being. You value your life. What are you actually would you do in the actual situation? And speak to them logically. Don't get all emotional about, you know.
But you know what it costs to be a member of the NJ2AS?
$35.
You know what? Cheaper than a back wax. But you know what it costs? 9.5 cents a day.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
9.5 cents a day to belong to a grassroots organization in New Jersey that's got the balls to put their face and nose out there, support people like Lonigan, go after Weinberg. Frank, the group is always mobilizing, going, if Weinberg's speaking, we go there to poke the bear. We're everywhere, all over the state, every gun show, every range that's open for 9.5 cents a day.
And you don't have to be a resident of the state of New Jersey.
No, we have a lot of non-resident members, right, Frank?
Yes, we do. There's something very specific I'm going to ask people to do who are members. We need members who are willing to become county coordinators, okay? What that simply means is we just need at least one or two people in each county, the 21 counties, or the 57 if it's Obama talking
those
about
are states,
it. States, counties.
Close.
We need a county coordinator in each county so that we can help with the recruiting, help make sure that we distribute our flyers and our brochures and
if
so forth.
If you can't donate money, donate the $35 a year and then donate some time.
Right.
Donate a facility. Donate a gun. Take a friend shooting. That's what I mean by donating a gun.
Yeah.
Take a friend shooting and tell them, listen, you enjoyed your shooting today? Yeah. Here's an application. Mm. Join the, you don't have to pay me for the ammo. Join the NJ2AS.
Each one bring one. Each one bring one.
That's what we want to see. We can double, triple, quadruple in size. Listen, the largest rally in Trenton and the biggest bear we did last February, man, we froze our asses off out there, and it was NJ2AS that coordinated that, okay? And then we mobilized buses a second time a week later.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, to be heard. We can do that again.
Well, we weren't heard, but we showed up.
That's all right. We showed solidarity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay? We're ready. We're out, Frank. We love you.
Love you guys.
NJ2AS.com Facebook page, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. $35 a year, okay? Listen, Knappen books are here if you want to buy them. Knappen's a big supporter of NJ2AS. He speaks at events. Frank can call him up today and say, Evan, I need you to speak. He'll show up, okay? Knappen's almost sold out for May 9th. There's 3 seats left. Unbelievable, right? Masad Ayoub is sold out for the April 12th and 13th class. 14th and 15th, I think there's 8 or 9 seats left, all right? We have our Be Prepared classes here. We have a ton of new classes. We do CCW all over the state. If you're a member of a Woodland Park Range, it's $5 for an FFL transfer if you buy a gun.
Oh, nice.
Okay? 15 for Knicks, 5 for us. If you're also a member and you get someone else to join, you get a $50 referral fee if you get that person to join. We also members only ultrasonic firearm cleaning for $25. Gun looks brand new. Hot news. 6 weeks now, George Zimmerman still not arrested for being an asshole.
No, please.
6 weeks now.
And Ted Kennedy?
Still drunk.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barone. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Frank Fiammingo, President of New Jersey Second Amendment Society, cheaper than a back waxing. You don't have to be a citizen of New Jersey to join. So please, each one, reach one. Calandro for NRA coming up.
Yes.
And we want to extend our best wishes for a healthy, happy, safe new year to all of you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making this the number one Second Amendment broadcast in the freaking free world. See you next week.
Days of old lang syne. Days of old lang syne. Days of old lang syne.